A trip through Italy gave a famous Texas philanthropist a vision that has served Austin for nearly a century. The benefactor was Clara Driscoll, better known as the Savior of the Alamo. In the early 1900s, she helped purchase the historic mission for the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. But Driscoll's work did not end there. Influenced by her sojourn in Italy, in 1916, Driscoll commissioned San Antonio architect Harvey Page to build a Mediterranean-style villa in Austin. She named it Laguna Gloria. It's a three-story cube with a four-story tower, stuccoed concrete walls, and a two-story solarium. The villa sits on a bluff overlooking a natural lagoon of the Colorado River, 5 miles northwest of downtown. The upper portion of the 12-acre property includes formal gardens and curving gravel walks centered on a stand of imported palms. Below, shrubs and oaks spread to the water's edge. And in the villa, you're never far from references to Texas history. A small reproduction of the Rose Window at Mission San Juan in San Antonio is set beside the oak front door. Black wrought iron gates opening to the courtyard once stood on the Capitol grounds. A carved beam set above the ballroom fireplace was a gift to Driscoll that came from the Alamo. In 1936, Driscoll gave Laguna Gloria to an arts group, and until the late 1900s, the villa served as Austin's Fine Arts Museum. The Austin Museum of Art has since moved most of its exhibits downtown. Restoration of the villa by Ford, Powell, and Carson Architects of San Antonio was completed in 2003. Laguna Gloria now provides space for special exhibitions and hosts a lively art fair each fall. Its graceful melding of architecture and landscape has a special place in the hearts of Austin residents who celebrate Clara Driscoll and her vision.